of the many members here who have expressed to your family our apologies to your family, but I want to apologize for the inappropriate comments and tweets that have been made by other members of this body. And as a former prosecutor and as former counsel on House Ethics, I think that at the very least there should be a referral to the Ethics Committee of witness intimidation or tampering under USC 1512 of my colleague
Matt of Hillsdale, Gates. New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to WGXC. 90.7 FM.
Reimbursement, a private contract between two parties known as a non-disclosure agreement, or NDA. The Office of Government Ethics, which is the agency which the federal government with responsibility over what the president needs to report publicly about his assets, was puzzled by this, it seems, and they were skeptical that a retainer was actually in place and asked to see the retainer agreement on call of May 8th with the president. The president's personal counsel, Sherry Dillon, replied that she would, and I quote, not permit OGE staff to read the agreement because it is privileged. Ms. Dillon would not even let OGE staff come to her office to review the retainer agreement. Mr. Cohen, in a court filing made in August of last year, federal prosecutors stated that, quote, in truth and in fact, there was no such retainer agreement. Mr. Cohen, did you ever have a retainer agreement in place with the president for the payment to Ms. Clifford?
No.
So was Mr. Giuliani's statement inaccurate?
Yes.
Was Ms. Dillon's statement about the retainer agreement inaccurate?
I'm sorry, Ms. Dillon's statement is?
About the retainer agreement. Is it inaccurate?
And her statement is what?
And her statement to them was, quote, not to permit OGE staff to read the agreement because it is privileged.
There was no agreement.
And is the president's tweet or his statement accurate?
And I'm sorry, one more time.
And his statement was, Mr. Cohen, an attorney, received a monthly retainer, not from the campaign and having nothing to do with the campaign, from which he entered in through a reimbursement.
That's not accurate.
You've mentioned some individuals to my colleague from New York, Ms. Connolly, and also in your testimony about Mr. Weisenberg and other individuals, Ms. Rona. Who are those individuals? Are they with the Trump Organization?
They are.
And are there other people that we should be meeting with?
So, Alan Weisselberg is the chief financial officer.
You got to quickly give us as many names as you can so we can get to them.
Yes, ma'am.
As Ms. Rona, what is Ms. Rona's position?
Rona Graff is the Mr. Trump's executive assistant.
And would she be able to corroborate many of the statements that you've made here?
Yes, she was. Her office is directly next to his, and she's involved in a lot that went on.
Okay, Mr. Cohen, when the president's lawyers were having the discussions with the Office of Government Ethics in 2018, did they reach out to you to talk with you about these payments?
No, ma'am.
And what did you share anything with them otherwise in any other conversation?
I do not recall, no.
Can the committee obtain more information about these facts by attaining testimony and documents from the White House, the Trump Organization, and the president's attorneys?
I believe so.
Mr. Chair, I think that those are the individuals that we should be speaking with. And I yield back at this time.
Committee will now stand in recess again. We will come back. Listen up, 35 minutes after the last vote begins. So for Mr. Cohen, we're talking about probably about an hour or so.
All right. So much.
GXC.org. You can provide all of that information. The number to call is 518-697-7400, or one more time, WGXC.org/donate.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Get Happy, every Wednesday from 2:30 to 3, with me, Stella. I can't wait to get started with today's show, for a lot of great songs are in store. Here we go. The first song that I'll be playing today is called Love is the Sweetest Thing by Ray Noble. It was written by Ray Noble in 1932 and was first released later that year. Other covers are by stars such as Bing Crosby, Dinah Washington, and Artie Shaw. This original version is my favorite.
And usually we listen to Stella's music, but today it's our WGXC pledge drive, and we must ask for your help to keep Stella on the air and get happy every Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Here at WGXC. It's our pledge drive, Radio for Open Ears pledge drive. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400. Or online at wgxc.org/donate. If you want to keep hearing programs from people of all ages, from playing sounds from around the world, sounds and songs, music and more, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears, we're asking for your help today to keep radios, keep open ears full of radio, full of interesting, strange, unique, experimental, lively, challenging radio for you at 90.7 FM, WGXC.org. We need your help today at 518-697-7400 or call 518-697-7400 or go to WGXC.org/donate. It's WGXC.org/donate. Or call 518-697-7400. I want to thank Wendy Schmaltz of Clabrack for her continued generosity. She likes Michael Wilde's Mostly Single show that was on last night. If you missed it, it's up in the archives now. Another reason you might want to donate, because you don't have to listen to this radio station. At the time the radio station programs things, you can listen to them whenever you want through the audio archives. Playback shows on your schedule. You are the program director at WGXC 90.7 FM. We're asking for your help today, 518-697-7400, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your community. Make permanent this community resource, like Liz from Hanacroy did. Thank you, Liz from Hanacroy, for going to wgxc.org/donate, becoming WGXC's latest sustaining supporter. Also, thanks to Deborah Samuels of Catskill, who dropped off a one-time pledge. You can do a one-time pledge, or you can do sustaining support, which will help us plan and be able to budget and know that we'll exist. You listen to the radio, obviously. You're listening to the radio right now. Please consider supporting the radio at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate.
That was Love is the Sweetest Thing. The next song is called Breezin' Along with the Breeze by Josephine Baker. This song was written by Richard Whiting in 1926 and was first recorded by famous quintet The Revealers later that year. It was even used in the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz film The Long, Long Trailer in 1953 and is still famous today.
We also want to thank Mark in Climax and Tom in Greene County for going to wgxc.org/donate or calling 518-697-7400 and being the latest sustaining supporters who think community radio is important in their lives. For just 17 cents a day, $5 a month, you can become a sustaining supporter too and make sure that shows like Stella get heard. Please go to 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate and make a difference today in your community so you can hear Stella's show tomorrow in yours. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. That's 518-697-7400. And make a difference in your community today.
I'm living to please. Life is the only roof I have over my head. All when I weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going long as I please, breezing along. Just along with the breeze. roaming the sea. Like the little bird is singing the tree, pleasing to live and living to please. Sky is the only roof I have over my head. Autumn when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going long as I please, breathing along.
The next song is called Let's Fly Away by Lee Wiley.
And you can only hear songs like this from Stella if somebody calls 518-697-7400 or goes to wgxc.org/donate. And that somebody is you. You obviously listen to the radio and feel that it's an important part of your day. If you can spare 17 cents a day, become a sustaining supporter at $5 a month or more, you help keep WGXC a permanent part of the media landscape in your area, a permanent place to hear community conversations, to hear music you've never heard before, and music you wish you'd hear again. You want to hear local town hall meetings, you want to hear discussion about local issues like the Greene County Jail, the PCBs in the Hudson River, the poison water in Nassau and Hoosick Falls. You've come to the right place. WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org is the place to make a difference in your day. You can hear all kinds of new information, vital importance, weather alerts, what's going on in your neighborhood, what people are talking about. They're talking about on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC. And you can make a difference today. Support our Radio for Open Ears pledge drive. Make a call at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. Again, it's 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your community today.
Song is called Someone to Watch Over Me by Ella Fitzgerald. It was written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1926 and was first featured in the successful Gertrude Lawrence play O.K. later that year. Singers from Chet Baker to Amy Winehouse have covered it.
And usually that's what you'd be hearing, but we're in our Radio for Open Ears pledge drive, and so well, we have to interrupt programming to make sure the programming continues. We don't have enough money to pay the electricity at our 3,300-watt transmitter tower. Then you won't hear these sounds coming out of your speakers. The Ethernet won't be full of electricity with eons and neutrons and protons heading your way into your open ears to hear the sounds that you've been missing. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org and make a difference in your community today. wgxc.org/donate is the place to make a difference. Become a sustaining supporter and keep community radio on the air.
Tell me when
shepherd for this lost lamb. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
That was Someone to Watch Over Me. The next song is called Spread a Little Happiness by Arthur Roseberry. This song was written by Vivian Ellis in 1929, originally for the musical Mr. Cinders. Since then, the song has become very well known and was first recorded by Benny Hale.
And you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep on smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise to make the best of every blues day. Don't you realize you'll find next Monday or next Tuesday your golden Tuesday? Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Just spread a little happiness as you go by.
That was Spread a Little Happiness. The next song is one of my favorites, called Blue Moon by Billie Holiday. It was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1934 and was first featured in the MGM film Manhattan Melodrama. It was very popular, but became even more famous in 1947 when a jazz recording was released by Billy Eckstein. Enjoy!
Saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Whisper, please adore me. And I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Billie Holiday. The next song is called Look for the Silver Lining by Connie Boswell. This song was written by Jerome Kern in 1919 and first appeared in the musical Zip Goes a Million. It wasn't too popular, but did get featured in the 1920 play Sally soon after. It's been famous ever since.
The silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the make it shine. sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
Unfortunately, our time is just about up for today. Our last song is called You're the One I Care For by Belle Baker. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I can't wait to see you next time. Have a great week. Bye!
At last I found the one I love, and you're the one I need. I always knew I'd find you someday. You're the sweetheart of my dreams. You're the one I care for, you're the one, and therefore I hope you care for me. Listen to my pleading, you're the one I'm needing. I love you so. I'm glad that I could wait until I found